Mele, even though all the Bishul give it tam, so it's a tam heta. And the Yeshayim hold no. If the bulk of the blood is niflat, so all the dam of the Chatiche has a din of dam shepir. So Mele tasses. Without moving from one place to another. They ate, then another tam, he says. The Choshev ki Yisra Adom. Now there is a aloche of Yisra Adom. Now we already had the din of Yisra Adom. The din of Yisra Adom we had in Siftes. We had in Siftes. The Shach in Sif Yutes mentioned. In Sif Pot Yutes mentioned. Bosho Shemilach in Yisbash in Dadoch HaChene. So the Shishin Kili Amalach Shemil. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, the Tzrich Nasen Veil applies only to Bosho Bacholok Nafi Shor Yisurin. So the reason why we require Shishin Negev Olde Melech is because we don't know how much Melech, how much Dam was Nidla Bisech HaMelech. But if we would know, then we'd require Shishin only Negev the Dam that was extracted. But according But the Shach, but the Taz says, but according to the Rishonim, who are Chilik Rabbi Ephraim, and the whole Tzrich Nasen Veil applies to Kol Yisroel, so then we require Shishin Neged the Melech per se. Why? Even though the Melech originally was not Tosea, but the Dam is Dovuk to the Melech. Is Dovuk to the Melech. So the Mele it has a din of Isa Dovuk. So we have here the concept of Isa Dovuk. Now the din of Isa Dovuk is not something that all Rishenim agree. Some Rishenim are Chilik on the whole din of Yisadov. So even the Rishenim who are Chilik on Rabbi Ephraim, and who applied the Aloche of Tichanas Nevele to Shor Yisui, so only, they only apply it, so there are many Rishenim who say, that only applies to a case, let's say, where you cooked in one part, let's say, you cooked a Chtichas Bosor Heter, with chilek in it. So then the chtichas bosor heter absorbed from the chilek. So then, and there was no shishim in the gdeira neged the chilek. One kazayis chilek was cooked, let's say, with five gzeisim of bosor heter. So then the bosor heter absorbed the tam of the chilek. In one part, that you did answer. Then Monday morning, you decided So in other words, so you cook Sunday morning, you cooked in one part, one kazayis of chilev, in five gzeisim of bosor heter. So the five gzeisim of bosor heter became awesome. And how much of chilev did it absorb? We don't know. It certainly did not absorb the whole kazayis, but since we don't know, we consider the maximum. So we consider it, even though we know it's not so. As if it absorbed the whole kazayis of chilev. So together, we have six days. Then you took that chtichas bosor, that absorbed the kazayis, absorbed chilev, and Monday morning, you cooked that bosor heter in another part, with other chtichas bosor, with other chtichas, with three different vegetables, all kinds of things. So then, the Rishenim Much, Achilik Arab Nefraim, and you say, Chtichanas is Nevele, so then we would require Shishim, according to Rabbi Nefraim, that Chtichanas is Nevele applies only to Bosa Bacholov. So in the case where a five Gzeisim of a Chtichas Bosa, Heter, were cooked together with one Kazayis Chilev on Sunday in the part, so and then that Chtichas Bosa Heter, on Monday, you cooked it with other things in another day. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, that we don't apply Chtichanas is Nevele to Shor Yisurin. So we would require in the Monday part how much there should be 60 measures in the other Chtiches neged one Kazayisom, not neged six Kazayisom. Mashenkin, according to the Ram and the Ramban, that Chtichanas is Nevele applies to Kol Yisurin. So on Sunday morning, when the Chtichas Bosor of five Gzeisim Bayu absorbed one Kazayis of Chilev, so the totality is six Gzeisim. So then that Chtichas Bosor, so the whole volume, the whole entity of six Gzeisim becomes a Chepetz of Yisrael. So then when you put this Chtichas Bosor Monday morning in the pot with other things, so then we would require Shishim in the other things, not neged one kazayis, but 60 times 6 days, because of Tichanas Nevel, according to Ramban and Ram. But there are some Rishonim who say, in such a case, we say, Ficha Nasis Nevele. Mashenke in the case of an Issa Dobuk. Of an Issa Dobuk, we don't say Ficha Nasis Nevele. So Memele, Bosso Shenimlach, Vinis Bashel, Beloya Docha Achreine, and suppose we know that the dam that was absorbed in the Melech, by the Melech, is much less than the volume of the Melech. Let's say we know the volume of the Melech is 5 Zaysim, but the dam that it absorbed is only heavy as ice. So then, according to these Rishonim, who do not accept the concept of Issa Dobuk, we would require only Shishim neged heavy as ice, not neged 5 Zaysim. Because they don't recognize the halacha of Issa Dobuk. Masha'in came, there is halacha of Issa Dobuk. But then there is a deen. Now, in this case, I'm sorry. In this case, Bosa Shenimach and his Bashmul Docha Achene. So, Tzorich Shibhei Bishishim. So, all those Rishayim who apply the halacha of Tichanas Nevele to Shori Surim would apply it here too. Because here, it's in a separate maise. In other words, first, the Melech was Bileya the Dam. And then after that, you have a Bashmul. So then they would apply it. But suppose you will have an Issa Dobuk. Suppose you have an Issa Dobuk. Issa will be Dobuk to a certain Hatich. Let's say you will have the loins of the behemoth. And the Chilev is attached to the loins. And then, so you take you put the piece of loins of the behemoth to which the Chilev is attached. To which the chilev is attached, and then let's say the chilev is only one kazais, and that is attached to a portion of loins of the behemoth that is 5 zeis, and you put it in a gdeiro with 10 other chatiches. Now, so even some of the rishonim who accept the concept of tichanas is nevele by shori surin, but they'll say in this case where you put together with 10 other chatiches the piece of loin that has a piece of chilev, the kazayis of chilev attached to it, the piece of loin, the portion of loin, has 5 zeisim, and the chilev is 1 kazayis, so together it's 6 zeisim. But the isa part of that portion of loin is only 1 kazayis, and you put it in a deiro together with other chatiches. So there are some poskim who say, even though we apply the concept of tichanasis nevele to show Isurim, but in this case we only require that in the Gdeira there should be Shishim neged the Kazayis of Chilev, not six Shishim neged the six Kseisim of the Chilev plus the Loin. And furthermore, some poskim will say that the 5 Kseisim of the Loin to which the Kazayis of Chilev is attached are Mitzuret to the other Hatiches in respect to the Shishim. Because here we don't say Chtichanas is Nevele. When do we say Chtichanas is Nevele? If, let's say, a certain Chatich. Let's say, suppose you'll take a portion of loin to which a Kazayis of Chelev is attached, and you cook it separately in a pot. So then, all the six Zaysim of the portion of loin will become a Chetzav Issa. Then, the next, a little later, in another pot, you'll put that piece of loin that already became Osea, the six Zaysim, a portion of loin that already became Osea, and in another part you'll put it together with other Chatiches. So then we'll say Chtichanas is Nevele. Masha'inkin, if at the very outset you put together with other Chatiches shel Heter a portion of loin that has one Kazayis of Chilev attached to it, so then we don't say Chtichanas is Nevele. Because the loin itself, the piece of loin, becomes osea at the same time that the other chtiches of the gdeira have to become osea. So how can we apply the principle of tichanas nevele? We apply the principle of tichanas nevele if first one chtiches became osea and there were no other chtiches with it. Let's say as in this case, boso shenimlach. So the melicha took place before the bishul, not at the same time. So then the whole melach became osea, even though the dam that was absorbed by the Melech is only at most half a kazayis. But the Melech is 5 kazayisim, so mainly all the 5 kazayisim of the Melech become a heftzer of Issa. And that took place before the bishul. Then, an hour later, you put it in the pot. So we say, we need shishim in the deire, not make it a half kazayis dam, but make it the 5 kazayisim of the Melech. So we say the last veil. Mashainke, if you put a piece of loin meat that has a piece of chilev, a gazayis of chilev attached to it, together with other chiches, so then we only need shishin in the gdeire negative one gazayis of the chilev that is attached to the piece of loin. Not against the six gzeisim of the whole portion of loin, with the chilev included. But there are some gishenim who say, no, there's a shit of the mavi. I mean, there is a loche of isadavuk. Not only do we apply, so isadavuk is really an extension of the concept of chtichanas nevel. But when those rishenim who apply the concept of isadavuk, so they apply the concept of chtichanas nevel even to a case where everything is done in one bishul, not in two bishul. So he says, the Taz says, ויהי דחושב כי שעד דבוק וישלוחו שלא יקפיע פמחה זכות לרעיתב כדי שפיל את כל דומו עד כאן שני סבטה. Now, so we ask, even though there is a מחליקס רשני as to whether there is such a thing as ישעד דבוק. So in other words, so there are some רשני who, while recognizing the concept of תיכנס נבילה by showing סורים, but, so they only apply it to a case where first one חתיכה was בלי האיסה and then the חתיכה that already became אוסה as an entity of Isa was Nisbashel in another part with other Chatiches. So then we apply Chatichas Nevele. But if it's in the same visual process, if you put a portion of loin with a piece of Chelev attached to it, a piece of Chelev attached to it together with other Chatiches, so then we say, as long as in the other Chatiches and in the loin itself, the Rishishim Neged, the Kazayis of Chelev that is attached to the portion of loin, so it becomes what? And the Assam Rishayim will say, no. Here, the whole portion of loin is considered Nisadavuk, so even though it wasn't Nisbashel by itself, in one part, it was Nisbashel together, at the very outset, it was Nisbashel together with other Chatiches, but the whole portion of loin is considered as a Chepzah Visa. And if the piece of Chelev is one Kazayis, the loin, the rest of the portion, the loin portion, is five gzeisim, so that means that we have here six gzeisim, a volume of six gzeisim of Isa. So we have to have in the gdeire 60 times 6 gzeisim, not 60 times 1 kazais, because of Isadom. Now, what's the reason for Isadom? So there is a machlekes aposki as to the reason of Isadom. The Dark Emeshe in Simenayim Veis, and the Dark Emeshe in Simenayim Veis, and the Taz in Simen Tzadik Veis, and also in Ayim Veis. So they say that the reason as to why some Rishonim say that Isa Dovuk is Osea, the reason as to why some Rishonim say that Isa Dovuk is Osea, actually, I mean, why should it be considered Chtichanas Nevele? Be Shleim in a case where in one pot you cook a portion of loin that has a piece of Chilev attached to it separately. So Memele then, the piece of Chilev gives a tam in the five gzeisim of the loin, of the loin meat. So Memele becomes a Chetz of Isa. Then the next day you put that Chtiche of loin that has already became Osea in another gdeire. So then we say we need shishim in the other gdeire negative 6 days. But in the case where you put a piece of loin that has a piece of chilev attached to it at the very outset with many gdeires, why should we need shishim negative 6 gzeisim? Why shouldn't it be enough if we have shishim negative 1 kazais of the piece of chilev that is attached to the loin? So the documentation, the Taz documentation, Simenayim Bey says the reason is because many times when you cook, let's say, boso or anything in a deire, so because of the heat, so there is a burning force. And even though you put all the chatiches below the level of the reitev, but as a result of the heat, of the boiling, of the cooking, so many times when you look at the gdeiro, you'll see that the uppermost chaticho will be boiled up on account of the bishop. and a substantial part of the Haticho, and the higher the temperature, the more it will be boiled up, pushed up above the level of the Reich. So Mimele, in case where you put many gderes, many chtiches in a gder, and then this is a portion of loin, and it has a piece of chelev attached to it on top. Now you put many chtiches inside, below the level of the Reich, if you push it in. And this you also pushed in below the level of the Reich. But since no one is standing and watching, so it's very likely that in the course of cooking process, so this chatich, the portion of loin that has a piece of chilev attached to it, while at the outset it was below the rated level of rated was up here, so it boiled up, and it was, for one moment or two, it was above the level of the rated. It was above the level of the rated. So at that moment, when it was boiled up, let's say the portion of loin with a piece of chelev attached to it was pushed up above the level of the reite, so then it had, and of course the heat, it was still subjected to the heat even at that moment, because there was a lot of heat even during the moment when this chatiche was boiled up, pushed up above the level of the reite. But at that moment, what kind of a bishul overtook that chatiche, the portion of loin with the piece of chelev attached to it? It was not a bishul together with other chatiches, because the other chatiches still remained below the level of the reite, and this was above the level of the reite. So at that moment it could be considered that it had a bishul in a separate part, so it became osir. So at that moment, when the chatiche, the portion of loin with the piece of chelev attached to it, was boiled up and pushed up above the level of the reitev, so at that moment, in effect, it was nisbashel individually, the portion of loin. And then, later on, it was pushed down again. So at that moment, when it was pushed through the heat, it was boiled up, and so it, the whole chaticha, the whole portion of loin, now the portion of loin has only 5 zeisim, and so it's not shishim, neged one kazayis of chelev that is attached to it. This is the kazayis, and the rest is 5 zeisim. So at the moment when it was pushed up above the level of the reite, this whole portion of loin became osa, because there was no shishim. Then, so it became a chticha d'isure. And then, when it went down again, so it asses, it's like being putting in a gdeire a portion of loin that was already cooked separately in a separate pot. This is how the Darkimation Simenayim Beis explains the concept of Isadon. So there are some Rishenim who deny the concept of Isadon. But those who passed, that there is such a thing as Isadon. Isadon. But the Darkimation Simenayim Beis and the Taz and Simen Tzadik Beis and Simenayim Beis, and here too, he says the same thing. So he says, "Vei de choshev ki yisra dovuk, v'yeish lochush, shemo yigbiya pamachas chutz l'reitev, kedem shepeilet kol dovuk." So the melee becomes a chticha v'yisoy. So the reason is why boso shen izbashel b'lo imliche, tzorik sheyiyah bitav shil shishim kineged, eisi boso v'yoz mutar hakeil, is because, let's say, you had many gderes that were nimlach and hudach nevi, and then you put on top, let's say, a chtichas boso that was not nimlach. That was not in lach. And there is shishim. There is shishim. But maybe no one was standing and watching. So even though that uppermost chatiche was a chatiche that was not in lach, was inside the reitev, but maybe at one moment in the course of the bishul process, it was boiled up, it was pushed up. So at that time, the dam was niflat outside. You see, niflat outside the surface and became absorbed by the same chatiche. And there was no shishim, because then at that moment that chatiche was by itself. It was not integrated with the rest of the chatiches inside the reitev. So the reitev could not have been involved, could not have distributed the dam within the whole dere. So then, if at that moment a certain dam came out, and it was absorbed, it couldn't die. There was no shishim to be vatlet. So, Memele, there was less than shishim in the chatiche. So Mele, the whole Chaticha became Mosia. And then it came down again, so we should require Shishin Neged the whole Chaticha. So the Taz explains it on the basis of the concept of Isadovu Lishitosa, because he agrees with the pshat of the Dark Nation, Simen Ayin Beis, as to why Isadovu Kizos. Now, there are many poskim who say that if that is the reason as to why Isadovu Kizosa, if that is the reason as to why Isadovuk is Osea, so Mele, the whole concept of Isadovuk should only apply to something that involves an Isad Raisi. But something that involves at most an Isad Rabbonon, the concept of Isadovuk shouldn't apply. However, I think the Primigodi mentions that, but from this start, what's the Svore? The Svore is very simple. Because if we say that the reason as to why Isadovuk is Osa is because we are afraid, maybe in the course of the bishul process, so the Chaticha, one Chaticha was burned up, and it was above the level of the rated. So during that moment, it had an individual bishul. So it became, as if it was, at that moment, it was Nisbashel in a separate part. And then it went down again. So it's like a Chaticha that became Osa, because it was Nisbashel with this in one part, and then it was taken out from that part and it was put in another part with other chtiches. But we don't know that it certainly happened. It might have happened as a result of the heat. So it's isophic. But if it's an Isar de Reise, so it's fake de Reise de Chumre. But if an Isar Rabon is involved, so why should it be more than a fake de Rabon? But we see from these stars, so there are many, the Primigodim among them, who say that according to the Dark Meshe and the task shot of Isadovuk, it should only apply to a case where there is an Isad Reis at stake. But where an issue is an Isad Rabbonon, not an Isad Reis, then we can rely. Who says that it was void up? It doesn't have to be void up. So it's taken Rabbonon away. But we see from this task that this is not so. Because here the task himself mentioned the damshe bishle is midrabbonon, even though, I mean, it's not so poshet that the Taz relies on this being damshe bishle midrabbonon. All right, but many Taz, many places the Taz does say that most poskim hold the damshe bishle is only midrabbonon. So mele, we don't have any misadraising issue. Only in Isad Rabbonon. And still, he asks it on the basis of Isad Dovuk, because Shemo Yigbiya Panachas Chusl Reitev Kinim Shepeiret Kodom. But that's only Sophic Shemo, he says Shemo. It's not a Vadai. Maybe it never was spoiled up. After all, if the level of the soup is very high, almost near the rim, why of the pot? So it's not even so likely that it was boiled up above the level. But it's still possible. It's still possible that even though the level of the Reitev is very high near the rim, that the Chtichas Boso boiled up above the rim of the path. That's also possible.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a space maker if one of the Boso was on the bottom? Maybe the Chaticha that was on the bottom, it couldn't get boiled up.
No, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether that this Chtichas Boso that was not Nimlach was on top, or even if another Chtichas Boso that is completely heter was on top. So if that was boiled up, so Mimele, if that was boiled up, so Mimele, without that there is no Shishi in the rest, you see. Sometimes there's no Shishi, sometimes there is. So, and then it might also happen. Of course it's not as likely, you know, if there is a lot of temperature, So a lower chatiche might be boiled up above the upper chatiche. It all depends. It doesn't mean that when a chatiche is boiled up in the course of cooking, that it always must be the uppermost chatiche. Sometimes something that is placed lower might be boiled up, and a chatiche that is placed on a higher level is not boiled up. I mean, it depends upon many factors. All right, anyway, so we see that even though Damshe Bishle is only the Rabbanon, still is Reishish, Shemo Yigbiya Pamachas Chusl Reitev, Kiddush Potom. But, excuse me, so why don't we say, I mean, it's good, this point is timing, is a good timing. Why don't we say that Sveiket Rabbanon Likule, So the answer is, as we had it last time in the Shia, that the Shach says that when we say Sveket Rabbonu Likule, if it's a Nisan Rabbonon, if basically it involves a Nisan Rabbonon, but if basically it involves a Nisan Raise, but for an extraneous reason, there is no Nisan Raise, the Shach Nikud HaKesef says, and that's in the clothing of Kushri Dalet, Simeon Yates. So, but for extraneous reason, it involves only Nisan Rabbonon, as for example, in regard to Dam Shepishle. So in other words, if the Nisan of Dam had been a Nisan Rabbonon, then we could say Sveket Rabbonu Likule. But the Nisan of Dam as such is a Nisan Raise. But in this particular case, on account of the fact that it was Nisbashel, so there is no Nisan Raise. So according to the clothing of the Shach in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Yutes, we saw it last time, and because the Kesef referred to it, so then we don't say Sveket Rabbonu Likule. So Mele, that might be a reason as to why the Taz says here, V'yesh Lochu Shemo Yibia Pamachas Chutz L'Reitev Kedish Bil Kol Damo. So then this chaticha was nisbashel in effect in a gdeira by itself, and then it went down again. So it asks us, we need shishi negi lo chaticha. But even though it shemoit be a pamachas chutz l'reitev, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Why? Because we can't apply Sveket Rabbonu Likule. Because it's not a nisad rabbono. It's a nisad raise. Dam is a nisad raise. There is even chorus for dam anevesh. And dam ivorim, so there is love, malkes, now no chorus. But because of an extraneous reason, I can't affect it, it was Nisbashel, so the Yisad Raisi is poka. So Mimele, according to the clothing of the Shach, we don't apply the aloche of Sveket Rabbonu Likule. Anyway, this is the reason given by that's the explanation given by the Darkimation Simenayim Beis, and the Taz in Simen Tzadik Beis, and here in the Simenayim Beis. The Shach in Simen Tzadik Beis, and I think the Drishe in Simen Ayin Beis, they explain the concept of Isadogut different. In a more Lomdesdiki way, this is, you know, a Balabatish way. I mean, in other words, we are just Chishish. Suppose we saw that it was buoyed up for one moment, then everybody would agree. Even the Rishenim who achilik on the whole concept of Isadogut. So they don't recognize the concept of Isadogut as such. But in such a case, so of course they'll recognize it. So the Shach in Simen Tzadik Beis and the Drishe in Simen Ayin Beis, they explain the concept of Isadogut differently. They say that just as in the case where a portion of loin meat that has a piece of chilev attached to it, so it's cooked in one pot first. And let's say the portion of loin meat is 5 zeisim. The piece of chilev that is attached to it is 1 kazais. If it's cooked individually in one pot, so the whole portion of loin meat becomes osa. It becomes a heftzavisa. Then you take this portion and you put it in another pot. So then you need chishim in the other pot, make it 6 zeisim. Not just make it the 1 kazais. So that's accepted by all the rishonim who apply the concept of tichanas nevela. So they say, even if at the very outset you put the portion of loin meat with the kazayis of chayiv attached to it, together with many other chatiches, in the same part, so you also have to apply the concept of tichanas nevela. Why? So they say as follows, because when, let's say, you put, this is the portion of loin meat, and it has a piece of chayiv attached to it, and these are the other portions. And these are the other portions, and they are all placed in one pot. So now, the chilev that is attached to the loin meat, so first becomes distributed in this chatich, and after it first it is absorbed, the first few moments in the bishul classes. So let's say you put all the chatiches at 9 o'clock in the morning in a pot. So let's say for the first 15 minutes, this chilev is not absorbed by this chatiche, by this chatiche, by this chatiche. It's not absorbed. It takes time. So for the first 15 minutes, that chilev will be absorbed exclusively by this chatiche, because it's closer, it's attached to it. Then later on, in the course of the cooking process, it will spread. But first, there is a concentration. first it concentrates, the Bria concentrates, and that Chaticha to which it is done. Then later it spreads to the other Chatichas. So in view of the fact, so this is how the Shach and the Drish explain it, in view of the fact that in the first 50 minutes, I'm mentioning 50 minutes as an example. So in view of the fact that in the first 50 minutes, so only the portion of Loin was Bria, the and the other portions not, so Mimele within the first 50 minutes this became Echticha de Yisumen. Then later on at 9:15, when it starts spreading to unto the other Chatiches, so then we already require Shishim Neged, the whole Chaticha Neged, the whole portion of Loin. Now one second. Now, it's not Mistaber to say that Archimeshe, who mentions another time, you see, after all, if the Dark Meshed agreed with this Lomdes, why should he mention the time Shemo Yigbiya Pamachas Chutzlai? After all, this is only a possibility, but this is a certainty. So obviously, since the Dark Meshed and the Taz base it upon a mere possibility, so it's only Osam Terasof, and they don't mention the Lomdes of the Shach, which would make it also with the Rasvadai. So obviously the Achirikan. So you could say that the Achirikan Mitzias. In other words, whereas the Shach and the Drisha hold that the Mitzias is, that when you put, let's say, many Chatichas in Igdeh, and among the Chatichas you have one Chatiche that has a piece of Chilev attached to it. So for the initial period, let's say for the first 50 minutes, so all the Bria is concentrated on that particular Chatiche. And then later on, after 50 minutes, so it spreads to other Chatiches. So the Ramo holds, no, it immediately begins to become evenly distributed. Not that first it concentrates on that Chatiche and then it spreads. No, but at the very outset, it becomes distributed evenly. So then you would have to say there is a machlekes mitzias, it's not mistaber that there is a machlekes mitzias. So we have to say, it's not mistaber, that there is no machlekes mitzias. Since the Shach mentions the mitzias that way, and you have to perform an experiment. But anyway, it's mistaber that the way the Shach describes this, that's the way it happens. After all, the very first moment when you put all the chatiches, why should it become evenly distributed at the very outset? It takes time until it is evenly distributed. So first it concentrates in that chatiche that is closest to it, that is dovuk to it, and then it spreads onto the other chatiches. So the mitzias of the Shach is not in controversy. It's not contradicted by the Dark Meshe. But the Dark Meshe and the Taz hold that even though this is true, but in view of the fact that by itself, without any mice, it is destined to spread out and to become evenly distributed, so the melee, even within the first 50 minutes, when the blue is concentrated, and the Chaticha Dovuk, and the portion of Loin, so the Aloche of Tichon Ases Nevele does not take effect. You see, the Shach says that in view of the fact that within the first 50 minutes, so when the absorption, the Bria is concentrated in the portion of Loin, so Mimele at that time, in the first 50 minutes, the piece of Chilev gave a tam in the Chaticha of Loin. So because of that, it became Chaticha de Yisurei. So the Dark Meshe says, no, just because for a few minutes the piece of Chilev gave a tam in the Chaticha of Loin, but it's destined to come out, to spread by itself, without any additional maise by the person. So it is destined. Let's say, where you cook in a separate pot, a chticha of loin that has a piece of chilev attached to it, so then it gives a tam, and it's not destined by itself to be divested of the tam. Unless you'll take it out and you'll put it in another pot. But that requires a maise. You will initiate it, but by itself, the tam will remain there. Mashiach in the case where at the very outset you put the chticha of loin together with our chtiches. So true, for the first 50 minutes, there is a time of Chilev in the Chitcha of Loin. But it's destined by itself to become divested, the time to become divested. So even while it has a time, the aloche of Chitcha Das Nevela doesn't apply. The Chitcha Das Nevela doesn't apply. Now let's see the Shach. Alright. No Yadino and Shishik Negatisa Boso. The Boso Shin is Bashil, Sifan Dalek. Boso Shin is Bashil, Afim is Bashil Itamre. Rak Shishamu Bidere. She is so ham, but that's what it is. She is a vessel. Yeah, didn't come and don't enough of me. But you see, so the sheet of the right is the sheet of the right that if we do know come and don't enough of me, let's say scientifically, we'll determine exactly how much dam came out, then we don't require shishim. Then we don't require shishim, can I get a sabbosa? But all the other Shem Achelik, and they hold that on account of the fact that usually we don't know, it's not determined. So that was the Takanas Chachomim. Even when we know, we require Shishim Negel Holpos. V'yeh Sheis G'nei Sech Haticho, Ein Yifor Esh Atam Dichtich Nas Nevela. Dov in Lesser Abbas Omeilu, Amel Ato Machmas Abish Nesa. V'chein Pas Barosh, Umel V'yeh Bis Yosef. Al Atam Mishim Dereitev Mivau Beu Tam Achaticho. V'gerim, Sh'adam Shebiseichei Pirish Mimokin Mimokin. So he explains it. The Yeshemrin, those who answer, so not as the Taz explains it, because if the bulk of the dam came out into the river, so even those drops of dam that remained inside and didn't move out from the place, but they also have a din of Dam Shepirish. And the Melech, and they give a tam bin Kemo. But they say no, because the Yeshemrin, Achilik and Mitzias, and a question of Mitzias. In other words, where is the Rosh holds that when you cook Yechtiches Bosor that has dam, so the dam, whatever goes out is Niflat Lechutz inside the Gdeire, goes out, and whatever is not Niflat, so it doesn't move internally from one spot to the other. So the Yeshayisrin, they hold that even those drops of blood that do not, are not Niflat Lechutz inside the Gdeire, that it's possible that they would move internally from one spot to the other. Who does that? All right. It's in Chaber, Sifu Base, and then we'll discuss the Taz, Sifchov Zion, Sifchov Ches. And I think we also went over the Shach and Sif Memvov. So he explains in Sif Memvov that the reason is why there are some Rishayim who asser the Chatiche that was Nizbashel below Meliche, even though there is Shishim in the Tavshil, but that Chatiche remains also. The Yesh is in Chatiche. So the Taz mentions two times, and the Rosh says, because אלא טעם משום דרעיתת מבלבל טעם החתיכו וגירים שהאדם שבשיחי פירש ממוקים למוקים. פירש ממוקים למוקים. All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Why did he say, in the forest that
time
the
Chetichanas is available,
is he
following
on the concept of
Isabavuk? No, he's not. We pass like the Shita of Isabavuk. But here it doesn't apply Chetichanas is available. Because what is the Isabavuk here? What is this Adovik here? So you see, the Taz mentions the second Russian, the Choshev Kis Adovik. V'yesh lochu shemu itbiya pamachas chutz l'reitev, kidim shepeilit kol domo. Peilim shepeilit kol domo. So he mentions the Tam because that is his explanation of this Adovik. That in the course of the cooking process, maybe the Chatiche was buoyed up. So Mimele, at that moment, there was individual Bishul realized on that Chatiche. So, and then when it goes down, so it's like one Chatiche shall have to be Beleya in one Bishul, in one part, and then you take, it became Moseh, and then you put that Chatiche in another part. But the Shach does not agree with this explanation of this Adobuk. So Mimele, he says that it's not based upon the fact of Tichanas Nerele, because Lo Neser HaBosa Meilon, אלא אתו מחמס אבי של נעשה. חתיכה נעשה נבלה היא שייך, when the חתיכה absorbs, the חתיכה סתר, first is the layer, from the חתיכה סיסר, in one bishul, and then you put that Chticha Seter that was below Yaiser in another part.
But even according to the Shaftan, the Yisr concentrates first in the, you know, you said even in one Bishul, the Shaft also would say Yisr Dabuk, because the Yisr tends to concentrate in that Tatifa.
So you mean here it's Shaya?
Here it's Shaya, yeah.
So, but we don't, he could give that explanation. But you see, here we do not have to resort to it, according to the Shach. Because the Shach says that the truth is that when Chtichas Boso is Nisbashel B'loi Meliche, together with other Chtichas of Eter, so then the Reitech is involved with Chtichas V'Gerim, Sh'Adam Shebiseichei is Spirish Mimokim Mimokim. So Mimele, there is Bishul Mamish, you see.
So it's not that you couldn't explain it this way, it's a better explanation.
First of all, it's a better explanation. And then, this, it could be that it really involves the same explanation of Yisr Dabuk. Because, what does he say? That the Yeshayim in the Torah hold that one chtiche that was not Nimlach is Nisbashel together with other chtiches. That one Nimlach v'Yehudach, so then the Reitev is Mivadol Tamachtiche v'Gerim Sh'Adam Shebiseichei Pirish Mimokim Mimokei. So what does it mean? So it means that the Dam in one place internally moves to another place. But in the long run, in the course of the whole visual process, all the Dam will be Niflat Lechutz and then to be evenly distributed. So Mimele, why should it be Osea, even if it is Pirish Mimokim Mimokim? Only on the basis that for the first 50 minutes, let's say, so there will be a concentration of Bliye, so actually it's the same time when you analyze it. Because Bishul has the effect of peeling all the Dam and distributing it evenly in all the Gderes. But it's not done instantaneously. So first, it is the Dam is Pirish Mimokim Mimokim in that Chaticha itself. And then, in the course of the Bishul process, later on, it's equalized. It becomes Niflad L'Sechagdeiro, and it becomes evenly distributed by all the Chatichas. So Mimele, so why should it be Osea? So in the end, it's evenly distributed, and there is no time of Dam. The answer is because for the first 50 minutes or so when the Dam was Pirish al Dibishul, was Pirish Mimokim Mimokim, so Mimele, there was a concentration of Bli, and then it gave it Dam. So even though later on in the course of the Bishul process, everything is Nifla Lesechagdeiro, and it is evenly distributed, by all the chatiches. So, by the moment it was Pirish Mimokim Mimokim, so it is at that time the whole chaticha became Osa. So then we require Shishim to get the whole chaticha. So actually it's the same oneness. But in this case we don't have to resort to the chidesh of the Shach. You see, over there the Shach, so it's a chidesh by the Shach. In other words, that even if it's a different chatiche, let's say a portion of loin to which is attached a piece of chelem, so it's a different chatiche. But on account of the fact that it's attached to the portion of loin, so the blie in the first 50 minutes is concentrated in the portion of loin. Mashenkin here, that is the chatiche that has the dam, you see. So of course it goes without saying that his spirit is Mimokim Mimokim. But the Shach is Lishitose. If the Shach had agreed with the Shite of the Darke Meishe in Simen Ayin Beis and of the Taz in Simen Tzadik Beis, they don't explain Yisr Dabuk on the basis that in the first few minutes of the Bishul process, so there is a concentration of Bliye in the Yisr Dabuk, in the Chticha that is Dabuk for the Yisr. So even though it's destined to be niflat and to be distributed evenly, but on account of the by itself, I mean without any maise by any person. So, but since for the first few minutes there is a concentration of Lia, so the aloche of Chtichanasis Nevela applies at that moment, even though it's destined that Lia should be divested and then become evenly distributed in the whole Deiret. So this is the sheet of the Shach, but the Akimeshe has to explain it on the basis of Shemo Ibiya Pamasuk. That is destined to be, the time is destined to become divested, you see, in them, by itself. But the Shach, agrees with that explanation. So the Meile, he can explain this halacha of the Yesh Eitzrim on the basis of Reitav Nival, Beotam, Achatich, Avigirin, Shaddam, Tibitechei, Pirish, and Mokin, and according to this Yesh Eitzrim. But how about the other Yishayni? The other Yishayni? In other words, the sheet of the horse, the Bosa Shmizbasa Umliche. So, is Mutar Hakeo? Is Mutar Hakeo? So we do not have to say that the Mechabea passed us like that because the Mechabea does not pass in the whole sheet of Tichanatis Nevele. Even if the Mechabea had passed in the sheet of Tichanatis Nevele, end of Yisa Dovu, he still could pass in the Bosa Shmizbasa Umliche. So he told us he would be Tafshul Shishim. And then it's with the hakel. Why? Because we could explain it. Now, let's say, you see, the Yesh Eitzrim holds that the depth tichah that was not nimlach, so the dam can move internally from one spot to the other. But the Rosh, he can hold that that's not possible, that the dam should move internally. And the only way that there can be concentration of Liyeh is Yetzer Lechut. So in this case of Bosh Hashem is Bosh Hashem Meliche, it's not shy to say that if it's Yetzer Lechut, so there will be concentration of Lee in that Chatiche. Because the moment the dam is Yetzer Lechut from that Chatiche, so it is just as likely to be absorbed by the other Chatiche as by this Chatiche. If we say that it is likely for the dam to move internally, so then of course, this is the first thing that happens. But if this does not happen, Akira Mimokim Mimokim internally, so then in order to be absorbed by Hatiche, the dam must go outside. The moment the dam goes outside, why should it be absorbed by this Hatiche more readily than by the other Hatiche that adjoins this Hatiche? Alright, now, Now, how does the Rambam? The Rambam passes in the Chumash. The death Chatiche is Osa, even though there is Shishis. Even when we say that in the Chishabes, the Chishorchim, the Oshishli, the Oshishli, the Oshishli, so the Chishabes. So he says, the Taz, the Shifra says, the Shifra Chatos, that the Rambam says there, Klau Beis Kotam, the Tamidele Shei Yechlulo, Icha Lemecha, Shemo Pirish Mimokim Mimokim the Osa, Kaidav Neafilu Bishasat Chat, the Hefzeh Merubah. The Hefzeh Merubah. So the Tereb Chato says that in case of the Tamidele, that is open, that there's a hole, it was opened up. So then even the Mokim has been Yehuda, it's still up there. It's still up there. Why? Because since the Tamidele, the whole inside was opened up. Of the Tamidele, the whole inside of the Tamidele was opened up, and there is a deep hole. So in Mele there is a greater possibility of Pirish Mimokim Mimokim. Mokim. In other words, why do the Mokim Hefzeh, you know, the Shabbos of the Dorothy? So we are saying that the Maskirim. Why? Because we assume that movement, Mimokim Mimokim, internally, is an unlikely thing. So the Mokim came out of the Rube. We are hated for it. But the Mokim Hefzeh Merubah, we are not hating for this unlikely phenomenon that the dam should be internally moved, Mimokim Mimokim. So the Tanchata says, there's only Shayach if you have, you know, a Chatichas Bosho that has no color. Let's say a Chatichas Bosho like this. So Mimele, if it will move Mishlat Lechut, so then it will become what? If it will move Mishlat Lechut.
The only other alternative is that it is moved internally from one spot to another. That's an unlike phenomenon. So, some of you are looking at the Mahuda, not with the Shabbos, we have to the cases. But looking at the Mahuda, we don't have to the cases for this unlike phenomenon. But that's only Shire is the Hatiha has no color. My game is the only time to do it. The new side was opened up. You cut it open, and you take a big hollow, so then it does not have to move internally. All it has to do is it can be moved outside of the into the hollow, and then it will be absorbed by the surface inside the hollow of the alligator. That's more likely than moving internally from one spot to the other. That's the story of the telephone. All right. So the main way, even the Shachas Chakelet and the Ruben, the Erev Shabbat, so we also have that. So the Nekudas HaKeter is here. Now look at the Nekudas HaKeter, the Erev Chakelet. Dome Rahu Chayayde, the Matzah Chavreze, the Shopul Zim. The Shopul. Vani Bishit Zim Shach, the Otev Chavreze. In other words, the Rishay, the Shach, is Dime, to get fisherman, who is able to catch big fish, and instead, he catches small fish. In other words, he didn't make the right change. In other words, this Teres Chatos, he shouldn't have picked this Teres Chatos. The other Teres Chatos that are sound that he should have picked. Not this Teres Chatos. Here's what he said. We are needed to see in fact the other Chatos again. We shall say, Kota v'modachai, get the logic. Kota v'modachai, al shem shuva sabshim shem ben Avron. That he will remind him after the Borso. That's it. So, that even so the Mordechai mentioned the children of someone, that he should be involved, that even the Rishayim, who are Matzah B'Boso, in other words, that the Shittu Tohor, it is so mentioned that Boso Shem is Basel Bloody Yichet, is so is the Rishishim, so then even this original Hatichet, is Mutea, so it's only the Boso. Avo B'Tam Adila Shreimo, Shem is Basel Rolach, but suppose you was Mibasir, in Tanagirish Reimo, not opened up. So the Mordechai mentions the Tshuva in connection with Tanagirish Reimo that was not opened up. But Tanagirish Reimo, the Reimo Riche was Mibasir with other things. So, I mean, in Tanagirish Reimo not with other things. Tanagirish Reimo by itself. So, it's Mibasir with all the after Pisha Yezi Mayim Tamech. Even though there is Tamech in the Mayim, mit mir kove in de nemel ich man die manche die kule dann die dann a nicht was mir hen nicht was die dann gele die schuben ihr so this is something else you see the more the high nation the children of the city of Abraham not in regard to the dann gele the new side of which was opened up and all the internals of the dann gele is taken out. This is why it says Chatos discusses the more the high discusses something else. Suppose the dann gele was not opened up and it was misbattled by itself. It was misbattled by itself in a lot of water. In a lot of water, the Tanagir. So then he says, that it is Bosa. Why? Because even the Rishayim, who say that the name Bosa should be battled by Melichet. So in the Rishishim, in the Tafshir, negative to Bosa. So it's Mitter Hakel. So why? They say that this is impossible, that the dam should be necker, should move internally from one spot to another. Machain came in the case where Tamigele, that was not opened up, was his battle. They were in the Lichet. So all the internals are stored inside the Tamigele. So in other words, so that's considered Siman Chavikule, as if all the intestines and the liver and everything, I mean, that is inside, that is inside the Tanagela, as if they had been placed in the basket. So, of course, so even the Rosh would agree that it should become Rosh. Because there it's not a question of Dam moving internally. There, all that the Dam has to do is to move outside. And the moment the Dam is neutral from the covering, from the intestines, from the internal, so then it will be absorbed by the rest of the ship of the Tanagela. But the rest of the time it came in, the come out. This is what the Mordechai is saying. As the Achilu man the matter of the boss of the Tanagir Shreim, which is by the whole last year, I hope this is my summer. Even though there is a lot of water, she made the whole thing, so it's still out there. If we cover the name of sich man die manche in die Schule dann hier. Wie da man nicht was mehr hin, nicht mal alle gehen. Wie schuven ihr jetzt hier. Und dann ist man zum Auto gehen. So nie wenn der Rost, so ist der Mord, heißt es, in der Rost ist es, dass wir da die Hatiko. Und der Matsche ist es, maybe Dam was necker and Pirate to knock on the market. Because that's very unlikely that internally the Dam should be Nifrat and move internally from one spot to another. But here it does because it's internally inside the chicken, but it's externally from the internals of the chicken. And that will be absorbed by the chicken. So he says, Gichman di manchem in kule damye. Then we consider the Tanigeles as if the internals of the Tanigeles had been placed in a basket. The dam and mitzvah mehem, any dam that is mitzvah from the internals of the Tanigeles, mitzvah the Tanigeles, the shuvah ni yeise. The yeise shuvah zubah shuvah my mun. The kota, the gerf chatos, the oadim leket ni mayim. The osa of the Tanigeles, the kulaume. Die Macher, die ich lulo, pirisch Adami mokim im mokim rosa, kai Dami. Afilisch das Adchat, wenn es noch über das Tanchen ist. So what the Adchat says is really an extension of the Mordecha. But there is a similarity. I mean, you say, you cannot say that the Adchat is completely unsound. The Shach argues with him, but it's not unreasonable in any way. Two, it's an extension of the Mordecha. Because in connection with the Mordecha, so then, we don't have to be chishish, lest that the Tanigeles, that Dam was nifrat by the Tanigeles and absorbed in another spot of the same Tanigeles. No, in the case of the Mordechai, so Dam, we have to be chishish, that Dam was nifrat from the internal, from the covering, from the intestine, from the internal of the Tanigeles, and then it was absorbed by the externals of the Tanigeles. Makeikei here, in the case of the Terechatos, so we have to say the dam was nifrat on the inner surface of the Tanigeles, and then it was absorbed by the center. But this is analogy. The same Kotar here, the same Kotar is the Rav Rav, the Lohir. Die Frage ist, die darf hier noch als Covid nicht mehr ein. Holava kann ich gar nicht klauen, ich sich als Wasser. Die Meili, die Peris, die Mottel, die Mottel. So he says, too, that it's possible. When the Tangeles is whole, so then that Dam will be hit what? Through, from the inner surface, the inside surface of the Tangeles. And, but then we don't have to be hate because he's what outside. So it becomes bottle in the mind. It becomes bottle in the mind. It's almost in the other lip as we hollow me, bottle in the mind. But we become in the mind in the other. And we can say, look in the other. Hola, Roche, Roy. We can go to Valetea. Why did the Mordechai ask her on the basis of this devil? Because in as much as all the internals of the Tanigeles are attached inside to the Tanigeles, from the Mele, it becomes the whole Tanigeles. Becomes the Mr. Devil. Hola, Rochelon, which was the very clear thing that one of the churches in our days, we know the entitlement of our faith. We might mark the horse on Retiah after the double. The Retiah is clearly on the whole city of the double. And well, he agrees with the city of Tichonath and the Vedas, why in the show is shown. But he's clearly on the whole city of the double. So we don't pass like the Retiah and the Dar to the side of the double. Heilig ist das Kamera, das ist doch noch eine Kamera, aber wenn ich da wo kriege die Kamera noch, wo ich die Hose verab, war goe gut es ist in mein Kino, aber da muss ich noch kriegen, wenn ich da wo kriege den Jaten nicht, was ist, was da bemalen, die Kosten da betalen, die ist gut, die ist immer hoch, die ist kein Jahre, wo ich ein Wort ist, aber der ist wohl, wer ich ein Schaum hat, dann ist es. Alright, so in other words, he is clearly on the stack of the Jericho. So in other words, so he holds, the stack holds, and he could have said that Tarabinigeles Chlulo has the same thing like the Tichas Boto. And the Mokhi Lashim Rube or Shabbos, we can be Matan. We can be Matan. I mean, this is how we are made. I mean, we are not Machmir like the Tichas Boto. So if the Shaila occurs in connection with Shabbos, so if the Yishishin in the Dere, so then we are Mati using the original Hatiha itself. All right. Now, the Rimin Lecho, and then he says, the Rimin Lecho Koro, Sivan, the chayim boso im nim lecho chatsicho v'lo im nim lecho koro dino ke lo im nim lecho klav so menayla it's against all of it So it was Nisbakel, and there is Shishin, so the same sheet is on Shishin at Weiper. Because what depended on the place, whether it was not Nilach Klau, or it was Nilach in Papel. Alright. So here we go. These are the Heta Sikwamis. These are the Heta Kotak Shmedin. Hoyachot in Nilach Leishor Shia Melich. Habei is in Leimach as Mitadechot. Bishneim have a Kol Nilach Klau. So these are the Heta mentioning two situations where we require Shishin. Make it all Chatech. And even then, there are two days. It's whether the original Chatecha is Mutter or not. So it makes it two situations. One situation is if he put enough Malach on the Chatecha's Chatecha. But he didn't let it stay Shio Mil for 80 minutes. So then what's the use of the Malicha if he did not stay in a state of salt for 80 minutes? The other situation is where it did stay for Shio Mil for 24 minutes, but it you only place salt on one side. Now, the other situation is Tolim Achleke is a Rajbo in the Rosh. If Tolim Achleke is a Rajbo, according to the Rosh, it's not considered salting, but according to the Rajbo, it is considered salting. So, the Shneyan have a Tolim Achleke, but I know it's $26 in Abraham. So, that's only in accordance with the Shite of the Rosh. אבל רמו יחיה שם בלבד דמות אבנים לחתדכות וכן אם מתיד זה בכל מוקי מלך so the רמו פסקות על דרשבו so the second situation should not be considered like flaming לחלב אם כן המי צורך כאן סמך so why does it have to require שישי even in the case where salt was placed only on one side that's all we gave it with we rely on the Shibis Arashbo that all of my recam בנים לחקורו the Moshe Hashem Alech. So he says no, not like this other Hekam. That this Aloche, that even if it was Nimlach, but not Nimlach Kohol, so it still requires Shishim, otherwise the whole Bera becomes Oseh, is to apply only to a day where it didn't stay in the state of soul for the required shield, for the required time, for a minute. But if it did stay, but the only place soul on one side, then we don't require Shishim. קורו ולשאו שמליך אלא זהו מה שמליך קורו או שלאים את לשאו בי קורו למליך למליך נאו ומזבטל צורי סמה כנגדל להפי או מה שמזבטל אימו אבל להחתיך או עצור על קופון אין לך נאמן כזה רמו פרסים שאי גייסים אם תהיו תצנת יצא מרוב תצא, אולי נאו, תצא גדבי There is so much zilzul in this aloha of what is the dog, Gimu Miyomi, may praise the Lord Yeriche, and I had a lot of trouble in Chicago because I tried to rectify the situation, so I had a lot of trouble, I suffered a great deal. What is the dog, Gimu Miyomi, may praise the Lord Yeriche, is Yabu Yidomei Bisheche, the Loyoto, the Loyoto Eidau de Mirich, the Eilu Yochle Yivuto, Elosu, the Achas Etzolei, Lo Yivashlenu, the Indishlei Mutah. ואין להתי שבוס עובדים היומים ולא יריחה יחייפים און שם או יבא so that's not mentioned in the Gemara but that's mentioned in the Kilis Agen but don't the same thing mentioned in the Aloha I don't think there is any reason who is Kilis on the Kilis Agen so in other words the Gemara says that if for 3 days Bosa was there the Lain Yeriche so then he becomes his Yabin, and then the Melech cannot do his job. Because what's the job, what's the function of the Melech? To extract the blood. So, but he, the Boso, was saying, Jimu Yom Mei Flei, to become so hardened, right up and hardened, that the Melech is incapable of extracting the blood. If the Melech is incapable of extracting the blood, so Minele, he cannot eat it, how did it? So we could say, even all this tree is not able to do it. Because it becomes hardened, so Menele the tree will not take it out. So there is such a secret, but no one is paid for that secret. There is such a secret, so the Rosh mentioned such a secret, that this Boko was here, Gimel Yomim, the Lord Meliche, so then he thought about Achille, even all this. And the Rosh says that in Barcelona, that was the practice, that they did not eat any Basa that was saved in the Yamnili. But he is Deichadat. He is Deichadat. He says the whole deal is only for Hadin. And how would they raise the fellow? And then many of the same in the Maramarutin down the horse, they all say that the Deinim only operate out the dish, but they don't operate out the tree. And then the Kirita horse, and the Kirita horse says that out the tree is Mutter. Because what do you say? That as a result of the, I mean, that was the teacher of the Anki Barcelona. I mean, that they after that even all the three. Why? Because as a result of your giving them in the Loyal Liche, they become so misyabi, so hardened, that even three will not, even burning it, even the fire will not take out the blood. So who cares, you say? So, Damsalikiri, Mimoke, Mimoke, Damsalikiri, is Mutter. So, two, that it became hardened, that the fire will not take it out. So it's a delay period. It's a delay period. So the mainly out of the three is Mutter. But anything out of the diesel. Out of the diesel. So then we are afraid that the melach that was placed on it after 3 days not being salted. So does not take out of the blood, and then the diesel will take it out. So then it will be dropped out of the diesel from one mokei and absorbed by another mokei. So, Mele, the dish will suffer, but out of the tree we have nothing to be afraid of, because we want it there. If the fire, that's a possibility. Either the fire will take out the blood that's dried up inside the chasiche, or it will not. If it will take it out, so fine, so it will be taken out. If it will not take it out, so it will be damn so material. So, the Mele is smooth. So, this is how we pass it. That's how the tree is smooth there, and how the dish will suffer. Then there is a machleket to change. A machleket between the Chumash HaDeshen and other Rishonim do not spell it out explicitly. So you can be Nidayit one way, you can be Nidayit the other way, but there are two who spell it out explicitly. The Chumash HaDeshen says in so many words that once you boil the bottle, Sheshel Gimum Yom in the way Yeliche, you can be Nivashalet afterwards. You can be Nivashalet afterwards. You cannot be Mevashlet. The Chumash HaDeshen says that you can only eat it out of the tree, but you cannot be Mevashlet after the tree. You cannot be Mevashlet after the tree. And the Mariel says that you can be Mevashlet after the tree. So there is a Mevashlet. Now, the we pass through that we have Chile, the Achav the Tosh, Shetole, Mevashlenu, no Mevashlenu. In other words, like the Chumash HaDeshen. But the Eved, the Bishle is Mutter. The Eved will rely on the sheet of the Maria. The Eved is right. Then he says, that's also from the Chumash HaDeshen. Zayin lehasher is Boso gimu yomen benu meliche v'chashim ha'shem ha'yivad. So that also the Chumash HaDeshen says. That v'chathile we should not be shayin Boso gimu yomen benu meliche even though he is disposed to boil. So it's also a chashim. To be mad. Why? Because maybe he'll change his mind. And then again, now then it's mentioned in the posture that suppose you are shayed, Yimul Yomin Deloy Melich, the bottle. Yimul Yomin Deloy Melich, the bottle. But within the 3 days he sold it, so that had the effect of softening the bottle. So the melee, even though it wasn't Yimlach within the 3 days after the Shchite, but since it became softened up, so the melee didn't dry up and it didn't harden, so it would be possible for Melech to extract the dam later on. If there was Shriya, Teich Pashiyam, so Yim Shorwey say the Mai, Teich Hadimu Yomi, Yochel Lahashem say the Shriya Yomi Macherim, Pochit Chatsishom. Pochit Chatsishom. Now there is a Machlekes between, now, how much Shriya is required? Half an hour. Shriya for half an hour. It has to be soaked in water for half an hour. Now the lotion of the Mechadar is, Yim Shorwey say the Mai, Teich Hadimu Yomi, יוכל להשאי שאי אי שלוש יומים אחרים פוחס חוצי שוף פוחס חוצי שוף so the קודש לטעז פוחס חוצי שוף is that the קודש לשח פוחס חוצי שוף is love that in other words the קודש לטעז suppose that the task So if the show is in my in the Hajim Yomi, so it's Yochel Hashem say, Shleisha Yomi Macher in Pochet Chosisho. But suppose he was saying, Shleisha Yomi Macher in Pochet, let's say 50 minutes, they start it. According to the Shach, so Pochet Chosisho is loved up. When the Obo says Pochet Chosisho is loved up, it means Pochet Mat. So in other words, even if it would show Shleisha Yomi Pochet, let's say 5 minutes, so it's also. Now, why does the Tat say the Pochet Chosisho? Pochet Chosisho is Pochet Chosisho, that's it. It doesn't mean Pochet Mat. But Pochet Chosisho, I mean, that's very reasonable what the Tat says. Because why Pochet Chosisho? In other words, it takes half an hour to show. So in other words, in order to attain, to realize the modicum of softness in the Chichas Boso that was not Mila, so it must be sold for at least half an hour. But if you sold it for 29 minutes, not half an hour, so then you did not realize a modicum of softness in the Chichas Boso, so that salt should be able to extract the dam later on. So Mila, So then you say it. We reflect. Minus seven hour, not minus 29 minutes. But it means minus 7 hour. So and then he immediately he soaks it again, or he starts soaking it. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. He can soak it again. So when we reflect minus 7 hour, expire. So then he starts the soaking. So he soaks it again. Now, and even if, let's say, he decides to soak it, so long first he soaks it. And I mean, Chatzir is asking that he has to soak it for half an hour. He has to soak it. So, Mimele, if he was saying 3 minutes minus 7 hours, and then he immediately starts soaking it again. So then, when the 3 minutes expire, it was already sold for the required time. So Mimele, it's not hardy to such an extent that it should be incapable of it, that the dam should be incapable of extracting the dam. But they say he kept it without any milchem, without any soaking, without any water, for 3 minutes minus 50 minutes. Minus 50 minutes. And then, just when 50 minutes to the conclusion of the 3 minutes, he put it in water. So at the time when the 3 minutes expire, so it has not as yet attained the required softness. So Mimele, so that will mean that it is so hard that the Melech will be incapable of extracting it out. That's the Svore of the past. And it's very stable like the past. He says, Prophet Chosisho, the Shira HaDoche Shishor Demas. What the Shach says, Prophet Chosisho loves that scale, Prophet Meach. He means, even if he says, Gimu Yomi, Prophet 50 minutes, Prophet 10 minutes, and then he talks it immediately, so it's also right. Why? But by the time it had talked for half an hour, it's already more than 3 minutes, so by the time the 3 minutes expire, it is not sufficiently moved. The answer is as long as the softening process through the soaking, so it started before the expiration of the 3 minutes, so. This is for the Chiddush Mishnah. I mean, I would say like that. But there is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shacham. Alright. What? That's right. What also Nimrach Vitofi in Nimrach Teo Gimu Saint Muta. So of course, because it could not be more than a Sveikid Rabbono. It could not be more than a Sveikid Rabbono if it's a Kone Sadeh. And now let's see the Taz. Oh, Sif Bamadal. Ve'achar she'tzolei lo yivaslenu. Vishemo lo yotso kol domei, al di tzliyeh, v'hakein al di bishlei. Mashal potak, v'in bishlei mutak. So there is a machleket retaining between the Chumash HaDeshen and the Maril as to whether it's Mutar Bishul, whether it's Mutar Bishul after three. After three. So you have clearly passed in the Bishul after three. But the Eved in Bishlei, so it's Mutar. In Bishlei, so it's Mutar. Yes.
Why can't you take the next place? Now, I
just want to point out, so that will be easier to understand the Taz and the Shach. Actually, you'll see when you go over the Taz and the Shach, so you'll see that there is a basic machlokes between the Taz and the Shach in regard to both of the show Gimel Yomi Meisra Yisrael and Eilah. So, the Gemara doesn't mention. But the Gemara says, and the Rishayim accept that Allah, there is no reason who is Chayet on that. But the question is this. Is it a Chomet Hagenu? Or Midin is more. Both of the show Gimel Yomi and Eilah Meisra is Mutar. If Yom Eilah the Gemara only declared him is here. So the Gemara are like silent people who determine him is here. And then, so we didn't ignore each other. I said we ignore those events. What is that? All right. I'm asking that question. So it seems that there is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. According to the Taz, it's not the new Takon of the day. The gaining, the Takonis HaGaining is only the clarity of the material. You may lay in Sosam in Enigmor. And what the cause of the Shah is the new Takonis of the gaining. Now the question is, what the gaining do say that if it is sure of Gimel Yom in the Roin Rich, if it is sure of Gimel Yom in the Rich, so then it becomes hard in the people, it becomes miscatched, and the Melech is incapable of accepting the Dam. So that indicates that the Takonis HaGaining is only the clarity of the Mitzvah. So apparently the Shach holds, you'll see it in the Shach holds. So the Shach holds, the Din Yochanan, of course the Takonis HaGaining is based upon the Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah is that when the Gosor or Shei Yezimul Yom Ben Yerichech, then the Melech cannot, is incapable of extracting all the dust. But he does extract the bulk of the dam. Anyway, even when it's hard, so it still extracts the bulk of the dam. So but some of the dam will be left, even after the Melech. It will still be left. So the Melech is not the beginning of it, but the meaning of the Gemara, on account of the fact that the major part of the dam is extracted even by Melech, even though it was Shereikim of Yom Melech. So the little dam that remains that is not extracted by Melech is incapable of giving the dam. In order to become awesome in the Gemara, so there must be enough dam to give a ton of dam in the Melech. But by Gil Shogim Yom Melech, so the bulk of the dam will be extracted by the Melech. And that little bit, the minimum of dam that will remain, is incapable of giving a ton. So the Melech, even if more is Mutar, for the game up. So it seems that there is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. According to the Taz, the Takonis HaGaining is not a new Takonis. It's not a new Mitzvah. It's just the clarity of the Mitzvah, and because of that, the Taz treats it like a Mitzvah in the Gemara, and the Shach emphasizes the fact that we have to be made. That's all it's only Takonis HaGaining. Why? Because the Shach holds that it's based upon the Mitzvah, but it's not just the clarity of the Mitzvah. But Medina the Gemara is still Mutar, because he's incapable of giving it up, and the Gini matter. Alright, now let's see the time. Vim Bishvei Mutar, Marshal Potsak Afro Gidevedot, because of Merichom Izzal, Menyur Dvo, Kosov Rashal, Perik Ola Boso, Simen Tarikhe, Al Boso Shesho, Gimu Yomen Dilo Melich, Vahakein Molcho Eisei, Vichui Minuke, Kishio Melich, Vahakachi Dechu, so that means Meliche, a real Meliche was done after it was Shei Yezimul Yom and Belonim. And then Hadoch, the Chol Ruvim, who Mochu, ונניחו בכלי שאין הם מנוקים. גלו שם בוישי או כביש, ומוצו שם שיח. וחירה יש לוחוס, שם אלוהו יוקיע במליך ראשינו להפליס כל אדם, כל אדם, שבשיח, כמי שמתקשת, אל אותו מתפילת מעט מעט, ועל כוחות, In other words, what was the case? In other words, Bosa was so easy to remember Melich. Then Melich, the deen was done. Mechui Menuke. But it was done, and Echtiche, that was so easy to remember Melich. And then Adoche was done. And then another Melich was done in a cliche in Menuke. Now, so the Shaila, the Sheol thought, maybe it is so, maybe the Echtiche became us. Why? Because even though the first Meliche was incapable of extracting all the dam, of belting all the dam, maybe a little bit of dam, on account of the fact that he was incapable of extracting all the dam. So some dam remained. Then when he made another Meliche, so some dam came out, and then it was absorbed by the Chatiche. So the Chatiche became Moshe, and he will not be allowed to use it even all the day. See? This is what the Sheol thought. The Heishi Benik. El Limonav Shechmuta. So the Marshal answered that it's Muta Mimonav Shech. Din lo yotza Mimlicha Rishayno, Shuvin Yeitze Bishmiyo. Din yotza Mimlicha Rishayno, Yeitze Hakeil. So he says, Mimonav Shech. In other words, so it seems that he holds the both of the show giving them the Meliche, so then it's a story. Whether the dam can come out or the dam cannot come out, it's a story. And this is the reason as to why the game mattered. Because they had a topic whether the Melech can extract the dam after it was the Gimel Yom and the Meliche. So mainly in this case, where first it was Melech, in the Kli Hamilu, and then it was Melech again in a tree shein in the Nuke, so it's Muta Lechatiche is Mutea, and it cannot pass anything else that is in the care. Why? Because we want to be here. It's a topic. Whether Melech can extract the dam after it was shows him a young man in the corner, not. So if it can extract, so the first Melech had to count all the dam. So anything that came out now is still bound. If it cannot extract, so the second Meliche cannot extract either. But there's another possibility. We could make an analogy with the Klicheres. So the Aloch is Klicheres, a goal is not effective. If an earthenware vessel was used for Zahisea, then you cannot catch it. You cannot catch it because a goal will not extract the Briati. So you could say, since a gole will not extend the Bria Tisea, so why shouldn't you be able to use the same vessel for Hetzer? Because like this, you're not allowed to use the same vessel, because when you cook in it, then it will be mafli, the belia, that is the space miyakli, masheritim by Klecher. So the aloch is that a gole, going water, does not extract the belua, so maybe you should, so that should give us a cooler, that so we should be allowed to cook a Hetzer in an earthenware vessel that was the way I used to have, because when you cook heter in it, so the bishul will not extract any bilia tisea. So we say no, you're not allowed. Why? Because even though Hagole is incapable of extracting bishul in the tree, is incapable of extracting the bilia, it's incapable of extracting the whole bilia, but the little bilia, it is capable of extracting. So the mele, if you cook it while it's there in the quicker, in the Klecheres, and then you made Agole. So the Agole did not extract all the Bria Tisea. But then, if you want to cook, it's Vahetea, so that Bishu will extract a little bit of the Bria Tisea, and that will be absorbed by the Hetea. So here, by way of an analogy, we could say that it's not in Monashah. Because two verses show Gimel Yom Yom Meliche. So then, the Melech is incapable of extracting, it's incapable of extracting all the Bria, but a little bit, it can extract. So the Mele, when it was Nimrah the first time in the Tishin in the Nukes, it extracted a little bit, and the substantial quantity of the dam remained. Then, when Yamaleach again in the Tishin in the Nukes, so again a little bit was extracted. and this machine getting a new cab, so it'll happen again. Why shouldn't we make an analogy to Hagolei of the Charest? So the Mashal says, no, we cannot make an analogy to Hagolei Charest. We don't know Mashal would be the soul of Sweden. We also, oh, something that requires living. Not the Charest, the same thing. Something that is that easy out of the area. Like a fish. So you can calculate only out the river. You cannot calculate out the Agole, because Agole will not take out the Isha. So the question arises, why shouldn't you be able to do something on it? Because as long as you don't affect the living Gobo, so from the mail you should be able to, it will not take out the Isha. The answer is, it will not take out the whole Isha, but the little bit it can take out. Ich soll euch lieben, was der Agole dort macht, der ist ja auch wieder aus der Ort. Nicht mit der Agole, der ist mir aus der Ort, der hat sich nicht mit der Jäse. So we cannot make an analogy with mit der Agole, was der Agole. Der hat sich mit der Jäse, der ist ja auch wieder aus der Ort. Er kocht die Woche schon mal die Agole, die sind mit der Cholat Keche, in der Jäse zu leben. Wenn ich nicht so was gemacht habe, ach, der hat sich mit der Jäse, aber der Jäse mit mir, der ist ja auch wieder aus der Ort. Ida, Ida, they give out the dam in the first milche, and they didn't give out all the dam in the first milche. So it will not give out any dam in the second milche, either. This is what it says, the master. We are very wrong, we are not going to be able to do it, but we are not going to be able to do it, and we are not going to be able to do it. If we are not going to be able to do it, we are going to be able to do it, we are going to be able to do it, and we are going to be able to do it. Weil wir die Töne nehmen, dann muss ich erschieren, dass er ist. Und mit der Schrie, macht er in der Agole, den ich am Tamjavus. Aber ich denke, ich war Agole, wenn ich so jammere, bin ich so geblieben. Wir kommen mit dem Mann, der Agole, die haben das Problem mit dem Staat. Weil Kocho, die Schwere, die sich das Tier ist, der Hut, den wir jetzt einmal sagen. Nur noch, so ihr Grieß mit dem Staat auf dem Mann. Und mach mal, die Ihre Moche, die Grieße, die mit der Hut, die Ihre Moche, die Schrie, die Grieße, die Gefoss. Die Marschall ist, die Mathe, die Kei, where first after it was taken in Yom Yichai, so he is Meleach in Yichai Menuk. He made it proper Meleach. And then he was Meleach at again, in a three chain Meleach. So then he says in Monashia, either the first Meleach did the job well, and did the first, so then there is no problem, and did the first Meleach did not do the job, so the second Meleach will not do any better. So in Monashia it's Meleach. So it's Mashma, do you remove the Chwish and Yichai Plachut? Suppose, he'll just be Meleachet. In the Chui Shein in the Nuki. The Moche Tchila Bechui Nuki. So Osa. So then it is Osa. Yishem O Yosef Sat and Adam Shem Sat and Bey Aldi Meleachet. That was only when two Meleachet were made. First, the Meleachet in the Chui Amenut. And then in the Chui Shein in the Nuki, so it's only Monashya. Choice is Osa, whether the Melach is capable of expressing or not, so we Monashya. Is it capable? So the first Meleche was good, took out all the dam. If it's very capable, so the second Meleche will not do any more than the first Meleche. But the Inkein is one Meleche will be made. In other words, and in the Kriish Ein in the Nuket, so then there is a topic, maybe it is capable to bring him after that because they don't know. But maybe it is capable. So then it will utter. It will utter. The Chayim Yerenam. In Moach Eishri Boto, Sheshoh Gzimu Yomim, Yerei Meleche, In Shoh Boto, שמילך להיצי דומי, ביוסו זה הבוסו ששור גימו יומי, ושמו בלי המאדם שייצא משור הבוסו, so in other words, if you'll be מלך, the בוסו ששור גימו יומי בלי מליכה, together with other חתיכס בוסו, זה בוסו that was מילך within the 3 days. So in other words, so that means, the other חתיכס certainly אפל אדם, so and this חתיכה, that was מילך after 3 days, בלי מליכה, so we'll be able to absorb the dam. We'll be able to absorb the dam. So they also say, Abba Tashishor Gimli Yomim. Yishem Abireya Me'adam Shei Yishem Yishor Abba So. The Abba Pisha Omru, Shei Meliche Melei, Hayne Lishi Shem Yishkashe Domeg Yishaychei. Mikol Mokim Min Abba So Yishkashe. Reima, Sheshuv Reyiv Adova Bishaychei. So Yishaychei. So Nabi Lohet, So Zonit Yishkashe Mosa. So, when you are Meleach, Von Yishkashe Abba So, With Abba Yishkashe Abba So, why aren't you afraid? That so the dam just comes out from chticha number one. So will be absorbed by chticha number two. So the same explanation, everyone according to his reason. See, so one of the reasons is because since the heat trickles down in physics, being painted down, so melee it will not absorb. And some can say that even if it does absorb, so it will, together with its own dam that it is pelate, it will pelate also the dam that is absorbed from the other hatiche. But that's not shy of here, when the hatiche that...